As always, lifting up our neshamas, cleaning us up to be able to get rid of the shadows. First and foremost, our learning Shemitz Chus for the protection of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. I already saw in the news tomorrow they're expecting a lot of riots again from our cousins. So Hashem should watch over the Jewish people and obviously the entire army. And Hashem hear B'sar Stovas Bez Hashem.
Amen.
So I'm not sure a few of us are holding in the Hack in New York or in Mishpacha magazine, but Ben and myself, I had the schuss to have lunch with Ben yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about it, and we don't have to go through all the details, but I thought it was very beshert that we were talking about it, and we namish saw it, you saw it in this week's parsha all about it. Go to page one is from the Yisa Bracha. You know, we're wrapping up with the Majid Chassidus, not the Rechaz Shalom leaving it. You know, sometimes when you make a Siyam and you say Hajjan Allah, but you're still returning to the Majid. Just because we're going to say Hajjan Allah in a few weeks to Majid, so I have a few ideas for next year. I know some of us won't be here, but you'll physically be here, but spiritually.
We're never leaving.
Yeah, no. 100%. 100%.
It is Majid is
Shalom. Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. So you got to be able to take these next few weeks for Majid to be able to hear it all. So the Pasuk says at the end of the parsha, we say it three times a day. Right? The famous words. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, make for me, do for these mitzvos, you should be holy for your God, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Simple explanation. But look how the Rebbe, the Yisa Bracha quotes the Rebbe of Zhalin. And he says, sometimes a Jew in life, he feels down upon himself. He feels bad of what something that he did. Something that might have happened to him. He messed up. What does the Yetzer Hara want? When a person messes up, what does he want? His ultimate goal?
Feel bad.
Atzvus. Depression. Just go up, more down, and more down, and more down. He says at the end of the day, when a Jew feels bad, but he's able then to really feel bad, but not, when his guilt doesn't make him do more of errors, his guilt leads him to do better. He says, then you're zocha to Hashem being there. He says, look over here, look what he says. Ki lefamim kishish yisro machin es asma ladas masha over love mayat masha asa. He thinks about what he did. Right in the fifth line. Umischare, he regrets. Umaor es asma milmata. And he feels bad. And he awakens himself down here. They say, zocha balo susu dila'ila. Hashem says, you really, really care? You really want to come back to me? Not in a sad way. In a real way, like the Kotzker said. There's nothing as whole there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. It's deep, very deep. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. Right? Atzus, depression, sadness that's complete amalek, that's atzus, that's yitzahara, that's yesh. Right, the Kotzker says yesh shalom midas. Right, the famous machlokas of Rav and Abaye. How do we pass him? We pass him like Abaye. Yesh has to be shalomidas. We can never think of it. Yesh is not a part of our dictionary. It's a nice word, no? Yesh is shalomidas. He says, at the end of the day, when a person realizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there, and he's able to take you out of your Mitzrayim, that's the whole avoda. He says, that's what the words mean in the Pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokei Ma'asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Yisrael. Hotzeisi means I am taking you out. Hotzeisi is Lashon Hovetz. Now! 2018. When you did something like maybe yesterday you shouldn't have done, or 2 weeks ago, or today, or 5 minutes ago. Every single day is a tzias mitzrayim, like we say in the Agada. You have to view yourself every year going out on Pesach, but every day we're going out. What happened? Move on. But what does the Yitzhar do? He has you feel so focused. Come on. You think you could go daven to the Rosh Hashanah after what you did? You can't care less about your davening. That's, of course, that's Avodah Zorah. That's a Malik. That's Iran. Give me any other adjectives or nouns. That is that. And that's the number one stroke of our generation. When a person messes up, you can't be able to move on. And that's the whole point of the pasuk. He says, "Ani Hashem lekach mashot seisis chamir." If you feel really bad, Hashem says, "I can take you back." But it's got to be in a real way, in a sincere way. The machlokas between Rav Weinberger and I think his name is Rav Suffren from Baltimore. I think they both agree at the end of the day. They both agree. But the way what Weinberger was saying is that when a person sincerely cares what he did wrong, Kosh Baruch will always take him back. There's nothing a Jew could do, no matter what he does. Think of the worst big three, the worst this, the worst that. A Jew could always come back to their Ribono Shel Olam. The Yitzhar is smart. He has good tactics. We talked about this Torah actually, I believe in Parshas Yishlach, but he quotes it in Shlach again, so we're gonna do it again. So this is the Yidei Yisrael. The Yidei Yisrael, we never really focused on him. The Yidei Yisrael was the previous Majot Tzur. Rabbi Yisrael actually just as Yortzei Les Shabbos. So he says on this pasuk, Vasisam Masam, right? Just a few psukim before, you shall make for them for me. V'lo sasu acharei levavchem. Don't stray after your hearts. V'acharei enechem, after your eyes. Asher tom zon machreim, that they're telling you to be able to go stray off away. Man tizgru v'asisam kol mitzvah, but you should remember them, be able to do all my mitzvahs. And he quotes the famous mashal from Reb Chizkiah of Kushner. Let's just do it outside for time's sake. He says, you have an owner of a shop. I think we said in early on, you have the owner of an iPod shop. You're the only one there. You're the store owner. And you see these gazlanim, you see these robbers outside. Remember, this is a good mashal. I love this mashal. So what do you see? What do the robbers do? They're planning. They're making very, 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 very good plan. What's their plan? They're going to send in one of their chavros, one of their decoys. Going to take three phones, start running, bolting, like that guy Bolt. Maybe that's why he's so good at running, because his name is Bolt. No, bad joke. Okay.
No, he
was on steroids, I think. No, he was on something. I think. No, he got some substance. You guys aren't holding.
He's
in,
not on something.
You guys, I was watching the NCAA track semifinal last night. It was so fascinating to watch. I don't know why I was, whatever. So these guys, so they want you to run after him. He says, no, the smart store owner is going to want standing around. Because what is it? What do they want you to do? They want you to start chasing after the guy. The rest of the chavah could come to your store, make a nice parnasa taka, clean out the whole store. He says, it's the same thing with the Yitzhar. When the Yitzhar gets a person down, you get angry at someone, you do something you shouldn't have done, let the Yitzhar run, it happened. But as soon as you start feeling guilty and it leads you to sadness and atzus and depression, you're chasing him. You're letting him have the whole store. That's what he says, the pasuk says in Bereishis, right? Im yavo Esav al hamachna acharas. If Esav comes to one of your camps, vehikal, and he hits you, you messed up. You did something you shouldn't have done. What does the pasuk say? Look at the leftovers. Look at the shiraim. Look at the rest, the other camp that's left over. Don't just give up now. Give up. You're giving up the whole store. You lost three iPhones. Okay, shkoyach. You did something you shouldn't have done. Now you're going to go run after him. So how does he see that in the pasuk? He says that's the whole. Look on the bottom left. He says that's the whole pasuk. Vasisum osam. Sha ikir sheyasa ha'adam ha'mitzvos. The ikers are for a person to be able to do mitzvos. Don't go after your thoughts that are telling you, you shouldn't look and you shouldn't be worried and shouldn't get sad. What is this? What a few lines down to the underlying part. He says, means it happened. Now what's your avoda? Your avoda now is pick yourself up. More Torah, more tefillah. And what happens? Because sometimes you're so focused on the sin and going away from the sin and can't get your head out of it. So what does he say to do? He says, move on. Throw in more light in your life, more Torah, more chesed, more setting up Shiva houses, more tefillah, More is voted us. What happens? You don't have time. You don't have time for the Yitzhara. And what happens? It gets squashed away. But a person, it's like Rabbi Kamenetsky said a couple of years ago, you have a whole Shemir Seinayim thing. So when a person starts thinking about this and that, you're falling mamash right into the Yitzhara. The person's not understanding his true value. And the Yitzhara is very smart. He knows our value. And I believe that's really what the Meraglim early in the parsha. That's what they lost. They didn't see their inner essence. They didn't see their ikar value. And he quotes from Moshe Wolfson, a beautiful sefer called the Munas Yitacha. He's the Mashiach and Torah Vadas. He actually hangs out in Miami Beach, always, usually in the winter, because you know, other Achasinim in Miami Beach come in the winter.
Karis Deer.
So I was zochah to be able to see him this year. And I want to ask. I asked him a kasha after davening. First, like the Gabarim like tried to push me early, then they saw like I had the sefer there, so even though I was like a modernish guy, like they still let me through. And I spoke to him a little bit. So he closed over here. What was the ikar? One of the main things that the Meraglim did wrong. He quotes the Zohar on the bottom. That first line, Shemaraglim hevinu shekishivo Yisrael eretz Yisrael. Once the Jews come into the land, the Holy Land, what's going to happen to them? Ya'aviru osam minisiosam. They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their nitzias. They're going to learn their. They're going to lose their princeship. They're going to lose their jobs. Ve'amidu nisim acherim tachteim hamisamim lebchinos eretz Yisrael. He said the nisim said the Zohar says an amazing thing. What does the Zohar say? The Zohar says the Meraglim thought that when they get into Eretz Yisrael, that there are going to be other people who are holier than them, because right now they're in the Midbar. Then the nisim in the Midbar, but Hashem for sure has greater nisim to be in Eretz Yisrael.
And therefore,
that's why they messed up, and they had this whole Lashon Hara thing. That's what the whole Lashon Hara came from.
Because
they didn't recognize their own self worth. Rav Wolfson goes into a whole
like grasshoppers. Different... They looked at us as grasshoppers.
That's the famous Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says on that pasuk, he says, "Vanehi kibeininu kichagachikavavim." We were in our eyes and in their eyes grasshoppers. Okay, I understand what you think about yourself, but how do you know? What they're thinking. So one easy answer, you can say, oh, Rashi says, because they said, look at those little grasshoppers. Like, I don't know if this is before time, in the movie called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Oh. You know what I'm talking about? It's a classic. It's like the Home Alone cover.
You know what I'm talking about?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and it's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 8. Like, there's a whole thing.
Honey, we Shrunk ourselves.
Yeah, Honey, I Shrunk ourselves. Oh, yeah.
There's
a lot of Honey, I Shrunk. I'm not sure why you had to put the honey in there, but okay. Good times, Baruch Hashem. So, the whole essence Rav Tzadok says, how do they know what they're thinking? He says, when a person has such a lack of self-value and self-confidence and a belief in themselves about how a Jew is good and a Jew is Shabbistic and a Jew is just, his essence is good, and of course you're going to start making things up about how people view you. Talk about this with my wife all the time. Why are people self-conscious and have a lack of self-confidence? Because they're always worrying what other people think about them. Always worried about what other people think about. Why can't you just feel good about yourself, have self-value, think about every single day, I'm working on my self-confidence, and davening to Hashem for self-confidence, and then you're not going to worry about that. I think that's the whole avoda. The whole ikar avoda of the whole parsha. Starting from the beginning by the Meraglim, and to the end, the Yitzhar is mamish trying to, especially in the summer months, if a person messes up, whatever, you know, you don't have our regular schedules, we're not in our regular scenes. That's the ikar time that Yitzhar comes. No, Yitzhar gets us. We let him have it. That's the whole vort. That Hashem says, "How says Yeshem? I take you out every single day. You just have to care a little bit." Abelatar mesainusom. That was the whole vort by the Chesed of Kushmir. His mashal in Parshas, believe it, Vayishlach. Vayishlach, very interesting. He says that when Esav comes to hit one camp, at least look how much you have left. Don't chase after him. As soon as you chase after him, as soon as you get sad, you're losing the war. You lost the battle. Don't lose the war. Ooh, that's a good. You lost the battle. Don't lose the war. Yeah. Lost the battle. Don't lose the war. And that's the Meraglim. Meraglim say, hey, once we go into Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to be the same. But Kalev Yehoshua, he writes in there at the last page. We don't have time for it now. But Kalev went to the Kibrei Avos and he saw himself worth. Yehoshua got it from Moshe. Yeshua got it when Moshe changed his name. He knew who he was. I mean, he was still very humble, obviously, but Kali, he went to the Kivir Avos to remember who he was. That's why, just a little last thing before we get to Maisa, and then we get to Rabben, I saw that one of the Gerabit Rebbe's, I think the Beis Yisrael, says, why do we have tzitzis on four corners? Because Rabban Shem wants us to remember who we are every single day, every single minute. Remember who you are. or prince. You're not a different person. You're not a fake person. You're not a person in public and then one person in private tweeting about your own team. Anyone holding the Sixers? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not two different people. The same person you're in public, you're in private, you're a Yid, you're a Jew. You don't blame things on your wife. That was my wife. Come on. Are you kidding me? It was him. Always Lamaisa, I hope it wasn't his wife, because if it was, I would take the bullet. I mean, I hope he would take the bullet for his own wife talk. You guys aren't holding this? You're holding a little bit. Good, Baruch Hashem. At the end of the day, to remember who we are. We're the Jewish people. We're neshamas. We're not a guf. We're neshama. And even when, God forbid, Chas Shalom, we fall, we make sure to understand that Hashem wants to just see our sincerity. And he picks us right up. There's a maisa, the Rishon HaRebbe. He was once greeted in a very, very big way. A lot of Jews were coming to visit him. And it was actually his father's yortzeit, Rav Avram Yaakov of Sari Ger. So you know how it is in these Hasidish Chevras. Like, there's like one of these gabbais with the elbows and boxing out like Shaq, you know what I'm saying? And what happened? There's an older, simple Jew. He pushed his way to the front of the Hasidim, and he put his arm around the Rebbe like this, like he was his best friend. And all the Hasidim were shocked. Rambam says everyone was like shocked. How could this guy just go over the Rebbe like he was his best friend? And he didn't have any invitation, he just went over to him. So everyone was very upset, besides who? Besides the Rebbe, besides the original Rebbe. He took the Jew's hand in his own, I'm just going to read it from inside. He took the Jew's hand in his own, and he brought them to his own heart, and he said, "My precious brother, certainly, certainly, my father's soul is experiencing a very, very big aliyah in Shemayim right now. It's his yortzeit. But the most important thing is that all Jewish souls should experience an elevation as well. As we say in Yesh Yischael, tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, Ve'at Alayis Al Kulano. When my father's soul rises, when you rise, it raises up all other souls." When we connect ourselves to other people, and we remember who we truly are. Remember, we don't come from our fathers. We come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We come from the Ribono Shel Olam. Remember who we are. Like the Beis Yisrael said, that's why we have four corners, every single direction, north, south, east, west. Remember who we are. That is the avodah of a Jew, especially in 2018. Tavshinayin Ches. Hashem should bless us to be able to remember this message, especially from the times when we fall. To be able to remember it's okay sometimes to lose the battle, but always we know that we're going to win the war. To remember, you can always return to the Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you.
Matai mano.